This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733 into the new year, although I guess you guys started that off last night, Mark. I wasn't here for the Sunday show.
That's right. We did the live Sunday New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live. We do it 7 days a week. It's amazing.
Right. Yep, and apparently for some reason you're here tonight. Normally you take Mondays off, so I guess you ran out of things to do.
Well, my wife's away in Florida, and what am I going to do? Sit around at the house by myself?
I'm like your wife away from your wife.
Yeah, that's great.
1-855-450-FREE, except without the cuddling.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I prefer that.
So you can bring up anything you want here. It's 2012, new year, same old show. We're here to talk to you about anything. Same rules apply. You can dial in at 855-450-FREE. There's, of course, lots in the news. Ron Paul is still doing well in the polls from what I've seen there in Iowa. And, of course, their primary.
There's another poll that one of those PPP polls that just came out put him in just ahead by a little bit. So, Ron Paul. I'd have to look it up. There's a bunch of polls, and I'm, you know, frankly, I can't claim to know everything about these polling organizations. You know, there's a bunch of different polls to look at, and one of them has him slightly ahead. He could very well take Iowa or certainly make a good showing. And as we have explained already, things have changed in the Republican primary, which means that he's certainly going to get some delegates out of this.
All right. So, I mean, if you want to comment on the Ron Paul thing, you're certainly welcome to do so. Also in the news, a 54-year-old man has been beaten by the police in a drug raid where, of course, they didn't find any drugs. So we can tell you that story as well as whatever might happen to be on your mind. But what I wanted to start out with tonight is an update on something we talked about last month. And you can see over, if you go to freetalklive.com, of course, you know, as always, you can control the content of the site. You can add different show prep suggestions to it and then vote on what other people's suggestions are. But if you visit freetalklive.com, you'll notice something new. In the left-hand column, it's a chip-in. And it's a temporary chip-in. It's not going to be there all year or anything like that. It's only going to be there for a couple weeks. And the reason why it's there is because last month we challenged the other talk show hosts in this particular time slot in the industry in the United States, Michael Savage, as he is called, and Mark Levin. These are the two, you know, big dogs, if you will, in the nighttime talk radio. And they had this.
And they were getting a little scrappy.
Right. They had a little spat last month.
And so Free Talk Live didn't leave them alone just to strap it out on their own. Michael Savage offered $1 million to Newt Gingrich to get out of the race because he was going to mess it up for Mitt Romney, who was a much better candidate as far as he was concerned, which just seems silly to me, but, you know, whatever. And then Levin offered Michael Savage $100,000 to just get off of radio in general. And so Free Talk Live offered both Mark Levin and Michael Savage $1,000 that we would donate to charity, because this whole passing money back and forth between millionaires things just seems ridiculous to me. So we offered $1,000 to charity, and for us, that's a big chunk of change, frankly. And, you know, we want to be able to cover that on our own, but we also wanted our listeners to be able to pitch in on this and perhaps even go higher.
So, yeah, and the idea was that they should sit down for lunch with either an Orthodox Muslim or an immigrant, a hardworking immigrant who's here without government papers to, you know, support his family. So just to have a conversation at lunch with those folks. And the provision of the conversation was that the talk show hosts, who are used to blabbing, because they do, you know, monologue shows where it's just them talking into a microphone.
They got to talk less, yeah.
They would have to talk less than the other person. So, you know, the lunch would have to, I guess they'd have to record it or something, would somehow have to.
As far as I'm concerned, if they go to lunch with a Muslim and a hardworking illegal immigrant, I'm willing to go ahead and pitch in my half. You know, just that these guys would go ahead and do this. Because, you know, they're not. I knew they weren't going to from the very beginning.
But I didn't want them to go to lunch and just blab, blab, blab all over these people. I wanted them to listen.
I understand. Those were the provisions that we had.
And, of course, we knew they wouldn't do it either way. And they didn't. So what we said was that if they didn't do it by the end of 2011, so we gave them maybe like 3 weeks to get it done, that we would go ahead and donate $1,000. We'd ask our listeners for help, and then, you know, whatever y'all didn't come up with, we'll kick in the remainder between Mark and myself. So there's a chip in now. It's targeted to $1,000. It can go more than $1,000.
And so. I love St. Jude's. St. Jude. And I've been donating to them for, man, it's going on a decade. I think it's a great organization. They help kids with cancer. They take the pressure off of families that need to be concerned with healing. They essentially, your donations go to pay for the treatment. And the really cool thing about it is that not only are they treating kids with cancer, but they're learning how to treat kids with cancer and adults with cancer. And so there's a lot of research that's going into this.
So if you want to contribute, it's right there, easy to see. You go to freetalklive.com, there in the left-hand column. Again, it ends on, I guess, a couple weeks from now, and like I said, we'll kick in the rest, whatever. You know, if you guys raise $50, we'll kick in $950. If you raise, $500, we'll kick in the other $5. Maybe you'll raise more than $1,000. I don't know what to expect. We'll see. I mean, people might be feeling tapped out after the Christmas holiday, or maybe they've got extra money after the Christmas
holiday. And we don't do a lot of this fundraising thing, so it's not something that we're real familiar with.
So there you go, freetalklive.com.
Whatever you do not go to stjude.org and look at all the kids with the being treated for cancer and their smiling faces, because you're going to end up giving hundreds.
Well, there you go, Mark. That's a fine suggestion. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. 54-year-old Thomas Torres did not look so hot after Connecticut State Police served a drug warrant on his home. The photo that is posted over at theagitator.com, you'll be able to see it in the show prep later tonight. It definitely doesn't look good for Tomas Torres. He's definitely pretty bruised up and beaten there. State police raid from the New Haven Independent says that a Winthrop Avenue apartment netted no drugs or arrests, but left Tomas Torres hospitalized and his apartment in tatters. Torres, who's 54, said state cops broke down the door of his first floor apartment on Wednesday afternoon, punched him in the face, stomped on his head, and then laughed at him as they tossed his apartment looking for drugs. Police said he tried to jump out the window, then resisted their efforts to detain and handcuff him. I mean, how dare he? Thinking he's an innocent human being who deserves to be treated like a human being.
Imagine trying to get away from people that are brutalizing you for no reason that you can figure out.
They had the wrong guy, says Torres. The police found nothing in his apartment and then released him to go to the hospital.
I'm amazed. I'm always amazed by the stories where they don't find anything. Because, not that they went into the wrong apartment and there was nothing there. Like, that doesn't amaze me. What amazes me is they, quote-unquote, don't find anything. That these guys that are willing to kick in somebody's door, stomp in his head, laugh at him, and do all these things that that he claims, don't have a bag of marijuana or something to toss down for the purpose of finding in these operations. I mean, I've talked to multiple. Now, I'm not saying it's everywhere or ubiquitous or whatever, but I am saying I've talked to multiple law enforcement officers that will say that, yeah, it's done. It's absolutely done. We plant things on suspects.
Paul J. Vance, lieutenant for the state police, said he had no record of state police action anywhere in New Haven on Wednesday. That doesn't mean that a search warrant wasn't executed, he said. He'll have a record if an arrest was made, says he. That sounds a little suspect right off the bat, said Lieutenant Vance when told of Torres's complaints. We don't beat people up as a regular course of business. So that would, you just can't even believe that his officers would behave in such a brutal, sadistic manner. How dare How dare you even suggest that?
You know, he just got beat up by a bunch of random people that looked like they were dressed like stormtroopers?
Yeah, and he decided he was going to claim they were police?
Yeah.
The Independent...
Because that couldn't be proved otherwise, right?
The Independent Riley links to the second part of Vance's quote to this story about another Connecticut state drug cop who recently beat someone up. Quote, I know the task force had a lawful search and seizure warrant for that apartment, said the police spokesman. This is a different spokesman.
Oh.
He said he wasn't, it's a different action. He said he wasn't present at that police action. Cops have to convince a judge that they have evidence that drugs are being sold at a location in order to obtain a warrant.
I'm not sure that they actually have to convince a judge of that. They just have to, they go for so many of these. It's basically rubber stamps.
Hoffman said Torres had tried to jump out the window when the police showed up. We'll continue with more in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Oh, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. a pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're totally free, so enjoy those. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You're looking for some accounts receivable assistance, these guys can help you with it, because you probably didn't get into your business to do collections. And Jason Osborne and the crew over at SACL CAI will get it done. In fact, you can go and visit them through their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. They can do it with respect as well, so you'll be able to keep your clients on into the future. So go to visit SACL CAI and hand off your collections in the new year to SACL. Let them handle it. It's such a hassle. They do it. They're the pros, and they've got the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as well as possible. So once again, that's SACL CAI. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Talking about yet another incident where another human being has been brutalized in the name of this insane war on drugs that has been going on for far too long. The story is out of New Haven, Connecticut, where 54-year-old Thomas Torres has been beaten severely because, well, he was there when the cops came to raid his apartment. He didn't do anything to the police. He was just there. They came right in the door, punched him in the face, and then kicked him in the head, apparently. Stomped on his head, it says here.
So he claims.
At theagitator.com. Well, something happened to his head because he's pretty effed up.
Yep.
So the spokesman for the state police says he doesn't have any record of any state police action anywhere, but a different police spokesman said, and according to the New Haven Independent, said that there was a search warrant for that particular apartment, and he said that the man, Torres, tried to jump out the window.
A group of people so inefficient that they don't even know who they're beating up.
Cops always
have the ability to do this.
Yeah. Cops always knock and announce, says this spokesman, when they execute warrants, so therefore Torres must have known the police were at the door.
Let's make this 100% clear. I have spent in my life a little less than 9 years in prison, and I can tell you that that these guys, they used to do it all the time. One of their tactics when they do home invasions is to say that they're the police.
Sure.
I'm talking about the convicts, the bad guys. Bad guys claim to be the police all the time. They go, bang, bang, bang. Police.
Right, so how is Torres supposed to know? Said someone with knowledge of the incident that they didn't need to go that far. It says they, but you probably mean the. They had enough guys. They must have had at least seven. I'm talking big guys, husky, handling an old man. Even the short guy, the state cop that Torres said hit him, he was stocky. Now, here's Torres' account of what happened. He was cooking pasteles and watching Caso Cerrado on TV when he heard someone pounding on his door. Torres thought it was the crack dealers or users who sometimes hang out in the hallway of the building along with prostitutes. He said he keeps a pool stick behind the door to protect himself because he's worried for his safety with the dangerous folks hanging around. He asked who was there. No answer. Torres looked out the window and saw cop cars. As he moved to the door, it flew open and cops poured in. Someone punched him in the face. They shoved him to the ground. One state cop, a short man, ground his boot into Torres' face as he lay on the floor. The cops kept asking him, "Where are the drugs?" Torres said he didn't have any drugs. The cops put Torres in a chair and handcuffed him, still asking where his drugs were. They laughed as they teased a cop who had gotten Torres' blood on his jeans. The cops started claiming they had fought with him because he had the pool stick nearby and that it posed a threat to their safety. That's them making up stories.
Right.
In fact.
When you go into somebody's house and they might have a weapon to protect themselves nearby, not even in their hands, it's a good idea to beat them up.
His sister, who lives nearby, expressed outrage at the incident. She said he's a human, not an animal. And according to theagitator.com, well, no, he is, or at least was, a drug suspect, and that probably does give him more rights than animals who are summarily executed in these raids, but it still puts him far short of human. And then they show a picture of Mr. Torres' apartment as he's attempting to clean up the door.
You mean the police that made a mistake didn't clean up his house?
No, they never do. They usually don't even apologize. I mean, things are just ramshackle everywhere. The door has a humongous gash bashed in it where they put the battering ram.
You probably would have done better in a burglary.
Yeah, probably, because usually, you know, in a burglary, you're going to get held up. The criminal wants to know where the valuables are. If you tell them where the valuables are, they'll go ahead and leave.
That's not a burglary.
Burglary.
Burglary means you have broken into a structure.
Home? You mean like when you're
generally burglaries are done when you're not home.
So
but a burglary
is...
does not include threats to you.
So it's a robbery if it's done in person.
That's right. It would be a home invasion or a robbery. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, clearly you're going to do better if you're not home, Mark. But, I mean, even if you were home...
I'm just talking about the condition of the house. A burglar...
I see what you're saying.
You know, probably isn't going to toss it as thoroughly as this.
Well, but even if you were home and a home invasion happened, if the burglar, the, you know, the robbers get what they're looking for, they're probably not going to toss the home either. So there you go. Yet another example of what the police are doing out there in your name with your money. Feeling good about paying taxes?
Well, a lot of people just say to themselves, well, it's not happening to me, so what am I supposed to do about it? What do I care?
Well, you know, you should care about the plight of other human beings because it could happen to you. Remember, this guy didn't have drugs in his apartment. And
yeah, but I don't live in a bad neighborhood. This guy lives in a bad neighborhood. He thought it was crack dealers in his hall.
Well, that's true, and it's certainly true that stuff like this happens to people living in poorer neighborhoods more often than it does in wealthier ones. That much is true. But, you know, if you don't have any compassion for other human beings, I can't help you. I mean, I can't give you some logical explanation here that is going to make... If you're this person who sits all cloistered up in your gated community with your security guards and whatever other things that you have in your gated community, and you don't care about other human beings and what happens to them, well, then I wish you the best. You know, I wish you the best, and I hope that the iron hammer doesn't come down on you someday.
Right. I guess the only thing you have for those folks is the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem, which basically says something to the effect of when they came for the trade unionists, I said nothing. I wasn't a trade unionist. And then when they came for the communists, I said nothing. I was not a communist. When they came for the Jews, I said nothing. I wasn't a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak for me. So,
yeah, I certainly hope it doesn't work out that way for you, because I don't wish any harm on peaceful human beings, but I, you know, there's no way I can communicate to you why you should find compassion for others who are not in your strata. I can't communicate that. I don't feel like I can. I don't feel like there's anything I can say that is going to make somebody in that position realize that they should give a damn about Mr. Torres.
I can tell you this,
like
that if we live in a police state, and I'll tell you that there are some people in the lower income strata that believe that that's the case. A lot of them believe that's the case, and I tend to believe that myself. If we live in a police state, we know the government programs grow. They grow and grow and grow. They have no choice but to grow. And so at some point or another, it may not be for drugs, it may not be for illegal aliens, for whatever reason, it will come after you because it will have consumed all the rest of the folks. It has to come after you.
Well, that's probably true, but then again, they do show that people with a bunch of money tend to get more justice in the long run. You know,
it's true.
You go to court and
but
like that.
What do you want to spend your money on that for?
They can afford lawyers and that sort of thing.
I don't want to have to deal with that personally.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So what can you do about this? Well, you know, there's always, if you love liberty and you actually want to do something, move to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and get active so we can end this insane war on drugs. That would be a step in the right direction. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And dial in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you. They are free, and archives are included. So if you've missed some of the show, go back and get a bunch of them, all the way back to as late as 2006, or as early, rather, as 2006. So you can go and download as many as you'd like, all free, over at freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat. A life yacht. It's a stable catamaran, as big as a house, that purifies its own water, generates its own food, grows its own food, generates its own power, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. To be involved in this groundbreaking project, all you need is $1,000 and the commitment of as few as 8 months. Go check out the plan at ericksoncouncil.com. Again, it's ericksoncouncil.com.
All right, so we will continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. Also, let's talk about Ron Paul. Obviously, he's in the news, thank goodness. Just a big change from 2008, where you couldn't get anyone to pay attention to Ron Paul. Now they're all trying to knock him off the top of the hill. You know, he's not quite on the top, I guess. What is it, Romney or whoever is winning in Iowa in the polls, at least. But
well, Ron Paul has topped the polls in Iowa and done quite well in New Hampshire.
So I guess we're going to find out more tomorrow night as far as how things are going in Iowa with their caucus thing happening tomorrow, which is a private voting Party thing with the Republicans. So, like, yep. Independents cannot come in and vote.
Yes, you can. You can register Republican that day. Sure.
Really? Iowa was one of those states where you can register the day of?
I think Democrats can re-register Republican that day.
Oh, I did not know that about Iowa. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So
that's from everything I've seen. I would not propose to be an expert in this area, but I mean, I've been paying attention.
I guess I'm curious. Will the caucus actually have voter registration forms on site?
I believe
for people that just show up.
I believe that's the case. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I thought it was like for party people only, like people that were involved in the Republican Party. That I guess I'm mistaken about that. So I guess that's good news, because then if independents can show up, that might actually swing things for Ron,
especially young people.
But I guess there's some people that are planning on going to this thing.
Another thing about caucuses is you can try to influence the vote beforehand. So you can stand up and give a speech or, you know, that kind of thing.
So it all happens at like a convention hall or something?
A lot of times it's at homes. There are more than 1,000 caucus locations in 99 counties. So that gives you some idea. There's like 17 or 18 caucus locations per county.
Wow, okay. So then I'll just gathering in the same
hotel. Sometimes you're talking about, just in regular small towns, there's a couple few of these per town.
Wow. See, I have no idea. And it's so shocking to me to hear about how many counties some other states have. New Hampshire has 10.
Florida had a much, much larger population state, had like 67 or something like that, yeah.
So there's, I guess, a guy who's a listener to the program who's going to be there, and he's got himself a speech planned.
Yeah, Jim here says that he's been a listener of Free Talk Live for a couple of years, and he believes that our show has heavily contributed towards him becoming a liberty-minded individual. Lives in Iowa, and his plan is to go to the Iowa caucus tomorrow and support Ron Paul. And he has a speech that he's written in hopes of getting all the caucus goers, to give it to them that night of the speech, or the night of the caucusing. And he wants our feedback on the speech, and the verbiage is available, as far as he's concerned, to anybody who might be in Iowa going to one of these. So
feel free to. Where exactly?
At the caucus.
In his town or
a
like?
Caucus.
Okay, got it.
You just don't get this caucus thing, do you?
No, I've never done it before. I don't know anything about
Neither
it.
Neither have I. So Jim says, as you all very well know, this country is at a pivotal crossroads in our history. They always say that. We can make a choice to elect someone who is more electable, also known as someone who is willing to compromise his values. Or
oh,
her
by
values.
The way, I heard on talk radio when I was getting up today, of course, they're always trashing on Ron Paul. It only took a few minutes for them to get around to trashing on Ron Paul. But one of the Ron Paul defenders called the show and got the talk host, who's this hack out of Boston, got the talk host to admit on the air that Ron Paul was the most constitutionally apt, like the guy of all of the Republican candidates who is the most like on it when it comes to the Constitution. He had to admit that, but then went on to say that he's not going to vote for him because he's crazy.
Right. I don't want a politician that actually sticks to the oath that they've taken.
Right.
And
it's crazy to be for the Constitution.
Right. You know, so what if there's military adventurism around the world? And so what if we're breaking the Constitution? So what if they haven't declared war in 7 decades? So what? It's amazing, the cacophony of noise that people play in their minds in order to keep the truth from getting through.
No, I loved it. I just thought the caller really had him up against the wall with that question, and he did a good job.
Doing that with a talk show host is a good trick.
Yeah.
Just to get on, to be able to do that to a talk show host is a good trick.
So go ahead with this.
So anyway, you can try to elect somebody who's willing to compromise his or her values, or we can vote on principle. Vote for a candidate that is an unwavering, consistent conservative. And I know you're in a Republican thing, so you got to appeal to the conservative thing. I don't think Ron Paul does. I don't think he's actually a conservative. I think he's much more of a libertarian.
He's a voluntarist, personally.
Could be.
He won't admit it.
What's that?
I don't think he'll admit it, but I think that's...
Okay.
I think that's what he is.
There's lots of people that have ideological beliefs believe about people that they like. You know, Jesus, he was a voluntarist too, right?
So I hear.
Right. Okay, so I'm here to tell you that the candidate is Ron Paul. I've supported Ron Paul for several years. I actually wrote his name in the 2008 presidential election. I guess that's a general. And I know that he's a man of principle and a true defender of our God-given freedom. Yeah, it's Iowa. Got to mention God. There's no one else in Washington that I would rather entrust my liberties to than to Ron Paul. And, you know, I think that this is a really great point. You can say whatever you want to say about the candidates, but Ron Paul is the most consistent of all of them. You can pretty much trust when he says something that that's what he's going to attempt to do. And, you know, I don't know why everybody's just dying for some, well, which of these liars is what are we going to pick? I mean, is Ron Paul the perfect candidate? By no means is he the perfect candidate. There are things about Ron Paul that, you know, don't sit well with me.
He could be younger.
He talks about the just war theory and things like that. I don't particularly agree with him on that. I tend to think that he's too much of a hawk for me.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
But I understand that we need to take steps in the right direction. As far as I'm concerned, Ron Paul's a huge, giant leap in the right direction compared to the rest of these big government Republicans.
Like Ron Paul in my lifetime running for president.
Yeah.
Not on the Republican ticket.
Indeed. However, there are many reasons not to elect Ron Paul. If you're comfortable with high federal debts and deficits that will burden young people like me and your grandchildren for generations to come, if you're satisfied with just minor budget cuts here and there, don't vote for Ron Paul.
Wait, they don't cut the budget.
They talk about it. They pretend to.
The size of government increases every single year, no matter whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge.
Well, the Republicans tend to say, "See, I've got the scissors. I'm trimming the budget. I'm trimming it. Oh, nothing coming off the budget. I'm trimming it. You know, I mean, it's just a show."
Well, okay, yeah, I'm going to say if they don't cut the budget, or if they do cut the budget, but they don't lower taxes, then it doesn't really make a difference, right?
What do you mean?
The
Republicans aren't talking about lowering taxes. They're talking about not raising them at this point.
Right, right. But if they cut the budget,
it's spending, 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 spending.
Yeah. Well, if they keep taxing you more and more, then they haven't really cut anything, have they? Is what I'm saying.
That's true.
Right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. But, of course, if you expect the politicians, even Ron Paul, to save you from the depredations of the federal government, you got another thing coming. You got to do it yourself and withdraw yourself from their system, I think. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. They're totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can do that. One of those ways is by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. The links are different for different countries, so click on the one that's right for you. And then Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. It's Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet superstore. They sell virtually anything. And you'll get a great price and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. But they even sell used items as well. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can always go that route. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and get linked in there. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the Ron Paul primaries, caucuses. Of course, Iowa is tomorrow and New Hampshire the following week. From what I understand, it's going to be a pretty big weekend in New Hampshire with... let's see, I guess Occupy movement is coming up here for Occupy the primaries from New York and Boston. There should be folks coming up here from both of those places, so that should be an interesting addition to the usual election season goings-on.
It's one of the reasons that the Iowan Republican Party is choosing to apparently count the votes in some seclusion, which disturbs me whenever they say that, oh, we're just going to count these votes over here where you can't see us. That really bothers me.
Yeah, that's a little suspicious. And we are talking about Iowa specifically. There's an email here. And, Mark, where are we at in this this speech here?
Do you want to know how far through?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
We just started it.
Okay. So it's a gentleman who is he's written up a speech. He's going to be giving it at the Iowa caucus tomorrow.
That's correct. That's when the caucus is, sure.
And well, I don't know if they started the party tonight or something like that. I don't know how all this caucus stuff works.
It's only a couple of hours.
Got it. Only a couple. So it's not like an all-day vote kind of thing like it is with voting?
No, you've got to be there at a particular time.
Wow.
As I understand, the door locks. So if you're not in at the right time, you don't get to participate.
Interesting.
So you show up at a certain time.
Is it
time.
Early morning? Do you know what time?
I believe it's 7 p.m.
Okay, so that's good. So at least then
that's
people get out of work.
I don't know why I came up with that number, but I believe that's the case. I mean, I have read how these things work
because
I want to sound educated on the subject, unlike yourself. And, I believe it's at 7.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Mark. I'm glad you're here to do all that research for me.
Handle it for you.
All right. So let's continue here with his speech.
Yeah, this is a speech that he hopes to give at the Iowa caucus, one of the more than 1,000 Iowa cauci that are going on. So he says, the reasons why you shouldn't vote for Ron Paul. If you enjoy being invasively patted down by the TSA officials who provide a false sense of security and continue to encroach into airports, bus and railroad stations and ferries, don't vote for Ron Paul. If you like the IRS and want it to remain in place, don't vote for Ron Paul. If you believe that young people should be forced to contribute to a federal retirement program that will be insolvent by the time they retire, don't vote for Ron Paul. If you feel safer with predator drones flying over U.S. soil, not just along the Mexican border, random, warrantless police checkpoints on our highways carrying biological identification cards and living in an ever-growing police state, don't vote for Ron Paul. If you think the government is winning the war on drugs and you're willing to sacrifice tens of thousands of more innocent lives in Mexico so that someone, pardon me, so that someone in the U.S. will go to jail for possessing a plant, don't vote for Ron Paul. If you believe that U.S. interventionism around the world makes our country safer, he said, he asked for critiques. I really think this is great. I've got to say that this is a fabulous. I don't know if the war on drugs mentioned in the Republican caucus is the strongest of his points here. This last one, if you think that the government is winning the war on drugs and you're willing to sacrifice tens of thousands of more innocent lives in Mexico so that someone in the U.S. soil will go to jail for possessing a plant, don't vote for Ron Paul. What do you think, Ian?
Well, I think that's a great point, but I don't know who his audience is.
I don't either.
I don't know. I mean, are people going to hear that and say, hear these various different points and say, yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, I do like warmongering. I shouldn't vote for Ron Paul. If they were thinking about voting for Ron Paul for other reasons?
I think that he has some really great points up to this point, the ever-growing police state and, just the way he phrases this. I don't know if the war on drugs one is the strongest of them, but I might leave it in. I'm on the fence on that. If you believe that U.S. interventionism around the world makes our country safer and the terrorists hate us, not for the decades of U.S. meddling in the Middle East, not for the fact that the U.S. military has killed over 100,000 innocent men, women, and children, civilians, what the CIA has called blowback. And by the way, that's from its own documents, the WikiLeaks documents. This is what the government says has happened. They called them non-combatant fatalities, I believe is what they call it.
Gotcha.
But truly hate us for our freedom? Don't vote for Ron Paul. If you want to elect someone who thinks that the government will solve your problems, don't vote for Ron Paul. If you're happy with the status quo and want to elect someone who isn't continually ignored by because he threatens the current establishment, don't vote for Ron Paul. I'm not going to single out any other candidate for individual criticism simply because I know from the bottom of my heart that every single one of them does not care to preserve your individual freedom as much as Ron Paul. I may be relatively young in your eyes, and I may not possess the wisdom that comes with ripened age.
You'll be a fascist soon enough.
Right. Well,
that's what they say. That's what a lot of the these older folks that are really set in their ways. You kids, you're so idealistic. Of course, not everyone in the liberty movement is under the age of 30, but nonetheless, or I guess you're now 40 something, Mark.
I'm 40.
And some
days, I guess that's something.
Yeah, but all that, you know, all that aside, there are certain people that seem to believe that the older you get, the more statist you become. And I'm sorry, just because that happened to be your trajectory,
well, you're willing to...
doesn't mean that those results will apply to me. I've been getting less statist over time.
I think that
more.
You're willing to compromise more over time with the political process because you see just how cumbersome and difficult it is to get through. So you're just like, whatever. You know, most people just become disenchanted, I think, but.
Well, some people become the man. I mean, look at the hippies from the 60s. They were very, very anti-establishment, and then they became the establishment they opposed.
Yeah. But I think that the strongest statement he's made in here as a young person is, look, all this stuff, all this debt that you people are piling up, you're piling up on me. You're going to die in a decade or two. You're going to be gone, and it's me you're putting this on. Pay your own debts, you stinking welfare baby.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be very persuasive.
You can't do it in that point. But, yeah. I mean, that's really a point that needs to be driven home. Look, if you want whatever it is you want from the government, beautiful. Pay for it yourself, because I'm sick and tired of these people dumping it on me. My kid is 3.5, and that's what you're doing to him. Every government program you propose is dumping debt on my kid. Stop it.
That's why your kids are here, Mark, so that you can take care of older
right.
people.
Right. They belong to the state. They are the livestock of the government farm. And that's all it comes down to.
Yeah,
you've got
much.
To be here to pay for all the little stuff we come up with. Pay your own debts, you... stinking thieves.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, that's what it is. When you want something and you don't want to pay for it, and you get somebody else to get it for you, you're just sending out to an agency your theft.
Let's continue.
Let's see. I may be relatively young in your eyes, and I may not possess the wisdom that comes with ripened age, but I know enough to say that this country is going in the wrong direction. I think that we all feel it, and the only way to save it is to hold on to those last bits of freedom that we have left. All those...
No, we will save it by voting for the same old politicians
right.
we've
We're
always
do
voted
the same
for.
Crap we've always been doing, and this time we'll get a different result.
Yeah.
All of those other candidates support making government bigger in one way or another. If you vote for anyone else, I guarantee you... that things will not change and will most likely continue to get worse. If you want a man of real integrity, true character, and a total respect and understanding of liberty and the economy, you have no other choice but Ron Paul. And, you know, people will claim that Mitt Romney, well, he ran a business. Sorry, that's not as good as Ron Paul's understanding of the economy.
No doubt. And running a business has nothing to do with running the government.
Sure.
Because the government is completely ass backwards from business.
Sure. It's like saying, telling the bull rider, well, you could ride a bull. Why don't you go here and drive this semi-truck? Yeah. They have nothing to do with each other.
Yep. Yeah, and
telling the chef that makes money cutting up heads of lettuce to go do some brain surgery.
For all of the so-called, you know, these business owners that have run for political positions in the past, I mean, this is an old line. Well, I ran a business. I ran a successful business.
Yep.
Well, good for you. Where's the evidence that that has anything to do with making government smaller? Because I haven't seen it. I mean, all these former businessmen getting into government, they haven't done a damn thing to do anything to slice it back.
I think Jim did a great job of
yes.
this.
No, no doubt. And more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. The Weed Man's been taken out.
Get in the zone!
Make sure your battery is ready to take you into the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.